morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And a wintry day here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there in Irish listening land. I hope everybody's week went well. And I hope we have a good show planned for you today.
I hope so, too, Farmer. We're going to be hearing from Cherish the Ladies on my end. A little bit of Jeanette Marsh, some Peter Purvis and Lisa O'Neill, Patty Kelly, and maybe some Irish Christmas music from Patty Noonan and Noel Henry.
Oh, some real old ones there.
Yes.
I'm going to do some Irish Rovers, some Shillelagh Law, and some Dubliners, and we'll find out what else is in the bag if we have time.
Okay. So we're going to start off today's show with Cherish the Ladies from their album, New Day Dawning, with Joe Ryan's Barn Dance Set.
Thank you. Maggie McGee, I'll be walking with thee if you hand me my old walking stick. We've courted, my dear, for the last 40 years. Now something is starting to click. You've swept up my house and milked all me cows for as long as I care to recall. And it's plain to see, sweet Maggie McGee, it's time you were Maggie Mulhall.
Will you marry me for Christmas? Ah, come on now, Mags, for the crack. On the top of the press is me granny's white dress, and I still have the ring from the Halloween crack. Will you marry me for Christmas? Sure you might as well while you can. We'll ask Father Christmas to be there as witness, and Rudolph can be the best man.
Stick the plum pudding you're famous to bake on the top of the old wedding cake. And I'll ask Mick Maloney if he'll kindly loan me the suit that he wore at O'Mulligan's wake. I know what you're thinking, I'll watch me drinking, although it enhances my form. And if Father McCann hurries up with the band, we'll be married by Christmas Eve morn.
Will you marry me for Christmas? Ah, come on now, Mags, for the crack. On the top of the press is me granny's white dress, and I still have the ring from the Halloween rack. Will you marry me for Christmas? Sure you might as well while you can. We'll ask Father Christmas to be there as witness, and Rudolph can be the best man. Will you marry me for Christmas? Ah, come on now, Mags, for the crack. On the top of the press is me granny's white dress, and I still have the ring from the Halloween rack. Will you marry me for Christmas? Sure you might as well while you can. We'll ask Father Christmas to be there as witness, and Rudolph can be the best man. Will you marry me for Christmas? Sure you might as well while you can. We'll ask Father Christmas to be there as witness, and Rudolph can be the best man. We'll ask Father Christmas to be there as witness, and Rudolph can be the best man.
Haven't heard that song in a while.
Last year, maybe? Christmas time?
Well, I don't know. I can probably tell you why, but yeah. I won't. But that was from Patty Noonan's Irish Christmas. But it wasn't Patty Noonan singing. It was Andy Cooney with Will You Marry Me for Christmas. And before that, we heard from Josephine Marsh, a great button accordionist, if there ever was one, with a Jig for the One Row. And Patty Marsh's Jig and Reel, Patty referring to her father. And we started off today's set with Cherish the Ladies, their album, as I said, New Day Dawning, with Joe Ryan's Barn Dance set. Barn dances are a lot of fun, but they're complicated. You move three steps forward, you move three steps back, seven steps this way, eight steps this way. So I haven't done a barn dance in quite a while, so I'll have to ask the dance teacher to follow up with that. What have you got lined up for us, Farm?
We're going to start this set off with the Irish Rovers.
Okay.
Well, I used to be a rover, and I rambled all around, and I never felt the urge to settle down. But in the county Antrim, down Ballymena waste, like Cupid came a-calling me one day.
And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there.
and with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grayskill Fair.
She was lovely as the roses and as graceful as a swan, and her lilting voice would brighten any dawn. I knew I'd be in heaven just to hold her in me arms. I was smitten by her beauty and her charm.
And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grayskill Fair.
It runs from April until Lammas days are done, and all are in good humour having fun. There's fiddlers, there's pipers, and there's dancers on the green, and the finest wares that you have ever seen.
And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grayskill Fair.
For true love we do share, since I met her at the Grayskill Fair.
And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grayskill Fair. And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grayskill Fair.
underneath his beard so snowy white. What a life it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
That was Peter Purvis. And I think I've said this before. There's two Irish and one's English musicians named Peter Purvis.
Oh, that was the Irish one, I think.
This is the Irish one. A Sweetness was the name of that tune with A New Tradition. And before that, we heard from Noel Henry Showband.
Oh, Henry.
Of infamous memory among us in the Irish Club with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. His version of that. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Irish Rovers, and the song was The Grace Hill Fair, and that was off their 50-year album.
Oh, that's a good song.
It is a good song. I like it a lot. There's four or five good ones on there that I like a lot.
So you're starting us off this set with number 8?
I am.
What is it?
Well, it's going to be Shillelagh Law.
Oh, how unusual.
Yeah.
One fine March morning, I bid Darlene's adieu. I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, for no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with stepped on board a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rails till evening, then I'd lay me down again. All strangers were no friends to me till a dark girl toward me came, and I fell in love with the old girl on the lake so home to train. I set me turn a stranger out.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. That was from a Celtic Christmas 3 CD, a Windon Hill sampler. These were very popular back in the day. And Celtic Christmas, obviously. A Raven in the Snow from Brian Dunning and Jeff Johnson was the name of that. And before that, we heard Snuffy Walton.
Oh, Snuffy.
Good old Snuffy with his version of St. Stephen's Green. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I played, Shillelagh Laws, The Lakes of Pontchartrain, and that came off the album 1 and 9. It was a good album.
It was.
It really is. There's a lot of good songs on that one. Someday I'll get to play them all.
All at once.
Yeah.
So today in Irish history, on the 14th of December, 1918, Sinn Féin wins a majority of Irish seats. On this day, voting took place in the United Kingdom general election. Of the 707 seats in the House of Commons, 105 went to the MPs on the island of Ireland. Sinn Féin won 73 of these seats, almost completely obliterating the Irish Parliamentary Party, which had been the boss in the Commons up to that point. Of the votes cast, 46.9% were Sinn Féin, though 25 of its members were elected unopposed. The Irish Unionist Party in Belfast received 25.3% of the vote and 22 seats, and the Irish Parliamentary Party won a mere 6 seats, or on 21.7% of the vote. In East Mayo, the Irish Parliamentary Party, John Dillon, a very nice man and a good politician, had been returned in every election since 1885. His defeat to Sinn Féin leader Éamon de Valera was catastrophic for the party, which would dissolve itself in 1922, the year that the Irish Free State seceded from the United Kingdom. Sinn Féin's manifesto for the 1918 election drew explicit parallels to the rising of 2 years earlier, in which de Valera had been a commandant. It promised to stand by, quote, the proclamation of the Provisional Government of Easter 1916, reasserting the inalienable right of the Irish nation to sovereign independence, and would do so by, quote, withdrawing the Irish representation from the British Parliament, and by making use of any and every means available, unquote, to combat what is described as the subjection by military force of Ireland by England. It even anticipated the contemplated mutilation of our country by partition, which it blamed on the constitutional nationalism of the Irish Party. The Irish Unionist Party, led by Edward Carson, was unmoved by Sinn Féin's promises of national self-determination. Speaking at the Ulster Unionist Council in Belfast weeks before the election, Carson asked, quote, self-determination by whom and of what? Self-determination by the South and the West of Ireland for the destiny of Ulster? Never. So we all know what happened there. What are you going to play for us, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to start this one off with the Dubliners.
Excellent.
My love by the gasworks croft, dream the dream by the old canal, a kiss to my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old town. Saw a train set the night
If I was a painter with colors no end, I'd paint the whole thing simply again, where everything runs into everything. River in my veins, green be the beat of the heart in the trees, blue be the pillow, the moon on the tide, let brown be the base of some true love's eyes, give us a chance at an earthly life, then pull it from under us when we arrive, sending us orderly. What choice had I? Born under the only sky. Vast, 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 silver, gold, and brass, the moon's milk, the sun's silk, I'll move among the stars. I found into everything.
Wasn't that pretty?
It was nice. It was mellow.
It was very mellow. That's from Celtic Woman, A Christmas Celebration, with the very famous, well-known song, Panis Angelicus. And before that, we heard from Lisa O'Neill from her album, All This Is Chance, with If I Was a Painter.
Hmm.
And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Dubliners, and the song was The Dirty Old Town, and that came off their 3-CD set that you gave to me here a few years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got two of them. I got one, you kept one.
Okay. So now we're going to hear from Patty Kelly in The Irish in Me.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now, soon I will see you. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet and sing the old songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, but my heart will lead me back to down to St. Finan's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul.
And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week when we're only going to play Christmas music, apparently. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 SBR in Lee. Farmer?
And I wish everybody to have a good week. And all I can say is be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grima ugat agashihi shuhugan. No luck, my quitch.
It's it.